Hello, VAM, Sneha Murdani. In today's podcast, let us talk about a couple of important developments that point in the direction that the Government of India is bracing towards widespread community transmission. Firstly, what the government did today was changing its strategy vis-a-vis face masks and face covers. It is now said that even a face cover can be effective in dealing with the infection, keeping it at bay. The government has now recommended that healthy people wear masks. It's also showing them how to make them at home in an advisory that has been put out. It also points to the importance of hand hygiene while using masks, but nevertheless says that the face cover is not recommended for either healthcare workers or those work with or in contact with COVID-19 patients. These people should be using N95 masks. The rest of the people who are healthy can use face covers. It's an interesting departure from a position that the government had taken previously, saying that healthy people need not cover their face. It's interesting because the CDC has recommended the use of masks even by healthy people and also face covers in areas reporting community transmission. So is India taking a cue from the CDC then? President Donald Trump, however, has said that he's not going to use masks come what may. That's a different story altogether. But a lot of Indians asking this question on whether they should be using face covers and face masks. I think the government now has a clear-cut sort of an answer. The second development today. The government is expanding testing again. It has done something that was expected. It has now said that 50 crore beneficiaries of the Ayushman Bharat program will be able to access free testing from private and empaneled hospitals under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. It's going to be free of cost. The indication obviously is that private sector is going to be encouraged in a way to ensure that they also start testing more, because they will eventually be recovering the money from the government as per the scheme. So obviously there is going to be more testing that's going to be happening, at least in these empaneled hospitals under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. Eventually, this is also going to be helping people who are beneficiaries of the scheme. These are people who are in the low income group. So all in all, it is going to be an advantage for the people needing the scheme. And it is also going to ensure that testing increases in the country. A third big development today, the government has unveiled its big plan for testing in clusters. And sources say that in addition to the 5 lakh serological test kits, 50 lakh more test kits will be ordered eventually. So more testing is going to happen in the country. So hotspots and cluster containment is going to be the government's big focus now. Again, I sort of wanted to point out to something else that I picked up today. And this is something very different from what I've been talking about right now. This is just to sort of tell all the people connecting with us that there isn't much to worry about. Because, as a matter of fact, only 1% of total COVID-19 patients in the country are on ventilators. There is no reason to worry about the shortage. The government has already placed the order for 40,000 ventilators. We also don't have elective surgeries right now. So the ventilators usually used for patients using these or having these elective surgeries can be used for COVID-19 patients with severe cases. And how many severe cases are there in reality? Not many. In fact, 5% of the cases are on ventilators actually. In India, that is roughly about 1%. Usually, globally, what has been seen is that 5% of the total cases require ventilators. In India, as of now, 1% of the total cases are using these ventilators. 85% of the patients have mild symptoms. This is also what the government has been saying. It also, in fact, indicates to the fact that recoveries are more, if not fast. Many people recover. And even if they don't recover quickly, they eventually do recover. They have mild symptoms. And we know that there is no medication. So supportive treatment is what these patients are using in India as well. So nothing really to be worried about. What we really need to do is that we need to be safe and we need to continue to be cautious. And we also need to take this rule of social distancing and social isolation and follow the guidelines of lockdown very, very strictly. Thank you for joining in. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.